Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast. As usual, we have a wonderful selection of events for you that are on in and around Oxfordshire this week, brought to you from dailyinfo.co.uk.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And I'm Alwyn Collinson. And I'm resolved to be a bit more positive this week. We had a listener of the podcast who got in touch with me recently.
No!
And she said that I was relentlessly negative.
Do I know this person?
You might. I might have met her at an alphabet backwards gig, but she was not happy with my unhappiness. So yeah, but apparently I'm the doom and gloom miserablest and Anais is the constant jolly.
I am sunshine and rainbows and marshmallows.
It's very hard to look at her, indeed. She does kind of emit a kind of radiance. But first of all, we've got something positive, which is the winner of a competition.
Yes, we did a competition with Creation Theatre and we gave 2 free tickets of their current production of Jekyll and Hyde to Peter Tickler, who is in fact a local author, a bit of a celebrity in his... bit of fame already on his record,
which has nothing to do with our decision to choose him randomly from the entrance.
No, we just had to do a bit of a background check on who is listening to this podcast, who are these crazy people. So thank you, Peter, for entering the competition. And we really hope you enjoy the show, and if you're listening, let us know what you thought.
Peter is the author of a series of detective novels set in Oxford. No, he didn't write Morse. He did in fact write a book called Blood on the Cowley Road, which we have in fact reviewed on our website, coincidentally. So I hope you enjoy the show, Peter. And if you're interested in that, go and check out the review of his book on our website, dailyinfo.co.uk. But let's start off by kicking off with some events.
So, yes, the first event of the week will be tonight, Wednesday, 3rd of July, at the Albion Beatnik Bookstore in Jericho. There's some Russian jazz with, it's specified, Russian and English accents. So if you can't stand a Russian accent, there will be Russian and English as well to come save the grace. The band are called Vinchevik/Kershaw Trio.
I'm not impressed by the lack of a Russian accent so
far. I did my Russian accent previously. It's been done. New material, Alwyn. The fans need new material. So the jazz gig tonight is in fact jazz music accompanied by readings from the bassist's new book, a brief 480-page history of the Roman Empire.
So he's a jazz bassist who has written a book, and he's going to combine his hobbies, or livelihoods, I suppose, in a selective reading. So if you like Russian jazz and the Roman Empire...
And English accents, as well as Russian accents.
It's an incredibly narrow, specific gig for you.
Yes. Yeah. Their songs are full of heart and humour, and they've toured around lots of prestigious jazz festivals. Tonight, Wednesday, 3rd of July, you could don your fedora, or your ushanka... That's the Russian fairy hat. I did look that up. And swing by the Albion Beatnik Bookstore from 8 p.m. for world-class jazz and a cultural pick-a-mix.
I've got a very nice ushanka, actually.
Have you?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say you had a nice fedora. I can see you more in a fedora.
Oh, I'm not sure. A fedora has kind of negative connotations nowadays, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's become one of those items that people wear when they're out in the town to kind of attract attention. You know, look at me. I'm a fedora wearer.
Because you'd be very inconspicuous in a
ushanka.
A ushanka.
Yeah. That's something I like more than dancing at the club with my ushanka on. Moving on, let's talk about some more music, which is on in Oxford this weekend, actually. It's this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So if you're planning your weekend now, I would head, potentially, to Cornbury Festival.
Yes.
Or as the Oxford Times dubs it, Posh Fest.
It is quite posh. There's glamping, there's posh loos.
I have to say, nice toilets or not, I do think it sounds like a pretty incredible lineup. We've got Squeeze, Keane, and Van Morrison are the headliners. Not to mention also a few other interesting acts like Bellowhead, one of Oxford's absolute best folk bands. The Proclaimers, who Anais said we're getting a bit behind the times, but I'm resolved to be positive about. And there's also Seth Lakeman, who is... I just love Seth Lakeman. Fiddle, master, virtuoso. He would be worth going to.
Really varied. Lots of different music styles, kind of new and old. There's a few X Factor performers as well.
Good.
James Arthur and Luffy Spraggan for the kids. It's a family festival.
That was pronounced
X Factor for the kids with a Z.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, it's on at the Great Tube Park in Oxfordshire this weekend. I believe there are still tickets, so snap them up while you can. But that's going to be on this weekend, the 5th, 6th and 7th.
Something a little less joyous, a bit more difficult maybe. There's an incredible new documentary coming out this week called The Act of Killing by Joshua Oppenheimer. It's really quite scary. It's about the Indonesian killings in 1965-66, where hundreds of thousands of people were killed as part of an anti-communist purge. And the leader of this kind of massacre, he was just a gangster originally, and then he became a local hero and a leader of this kind of right-wing party. His name's Anwar Kongo, and in this film, the director and him go about restaging and reenacting some of the killings and dramatic scenes from that period.
I'm sorry, let's take a step back here. The leader of these massacres that killed hundreds of thousands of people is doing a documentary where he reenacts the killings.
And he got to stage them in the styles of his favourite films, so they were kind of done... he was filming them kind of gangster style or kind of a musical theatre style. So it's kind of exploring filmmaking, but also... It was filmed over about 6 years, and I think by the end of it, one would hope, Anwar, the leader, kind of came to certain realisations about the terrible nature of what he did.
Yeah.
But the film kind of explores that. It's kind of complicit, and kind of they see that through, but then also there is a sort of redemption. It sounds really chilling
and
really challenging.
That sounds absolutely fascinating, yeah.
Definitely. It's on at the Phoenix Picture House this Thursday, 4th of July at 7 p.m, and it's followed by a Q&A with the film director. So that's pretty special to have him in town. And it's an extended cut as well, so you'll be seeing more for your money than you might if you don't go this Thursday. And the film's already received tons of awards, and it's being really highly spoken about. And something very, very different.
Yeah.
But go along!
Yeah, indeed. Positivity. Speaking of positivity, there's a circus in town.
Yay!
Gifford's Circus is almost certainly not staged by any right-wing murderers. Although I'm leaping to conclusions here. But they are in town. They're a traditional small touring circus, Gifford's Circus. And they're bringing their new show. It's called Lucky 13. Now, it almost certainly isn't like any circus you've been to normally.
It's none of this kind of modern, shiny...
Like none of this kind of like sprite lights and fountains and things like that. It's very old school. They've been taking their shows on tour since 2000 with wooden carts full of acrobats, musicians and ponies. And they also cart along their own restaurant where they serve up delicious food after performances. This is seriously like taking a step back in time. Gifford Circus are going to be at University Park, so nice location there, from this Thursday, the 4th, to the Monday, the 8th of July. And it will be full of playful vaudeville, donkeys, chickens, and illusions. Okay, what else have you got for us?
Well, on Friday night, there is a brand new musical adaptation of the classic story Lord of the Flies at the Oxford Playhouse. So Lord of the Flies, I think everyone kind of, if you haven't read it, you still know about it. It's about a group of boys stranded on an island, drenched in allegory and questions of power and nature and civilization and
ruling.
What
does it look like when an island is drenched in allegory?
No, that's me being poetic. This is part of the Magdalen College School Arts Festival, and the performers are in fact Magdalen College School students, and it makes quite a lot of sense to be adapting this story and having a musical adaptation with Magdalen College School.
So a school about a bunch of public school boys going feral after they're trapped on an island is being performed
by Magdalen College School? No, I was going to go, rather than the public school boy, I was going to go down the choir side of things,
I see.
Because in Lord of the Flies, some of the boys who are on the island are part of a choir, and Magdalen College School has a very famous choir. And its choristers go and sing at Magdalen College.
Yeah.
And if you listen to our May Day podcast, we've actually got some recordings of their singing. So
they do sing
beautifully. A bit of a taster, a bit of a preview. Online.
You don't need to tell me. I've been in a production of Lord of the Flies, not a musical production, which is kind of weird, I have to say. I'm not sure which bits they're going to be sort of musicalising. But yeah, can you guess which character I was?
Piggy.
I like that you went straight for the most insulting and most accurate possible guess. Yes, I was Piggy. I was the one token fat kid in my school production.
You've lost weight then, Alwyn. You look great.
Oh, she's just too little too late, isn't it? All right. So
this
when's that on?
Production is Friday, Saturday and Sunday at the Oxford Playhouse. Only 3 days. It sounds really, really great. So book your tickets soon.
Sounds good. Well, if you want to see more details of the other things that are at Magdalen College School Art Festival, or indeed any of the events that are on across Oxfordshire this week, I would just head to www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also find a gardener, get a man in a van to help you move house, like I'm doing this weekend. You can buy things, sell things, find jobs, and find somewhere to move.
Everything you need to live your life. Well, speaking of everything you need, this weekend is a celebration of everything that's great in Oxfordshire.
This is a big weekend.
Oxford's big weekend, I should say specifically. You know, normally we like to talk about everything that's on in Oxfordshire, but this weekend, just for you, Oxfordians. I hope you appreciate that. We kick everything off on Saturday with Alice's Day, where there's a single day which celebrates all that sort of best and brightest about Lewis Carroll, or as he's not better known, Charles Dodgson. its creation, Alice in Wonderland. One golden afternoon on the 4th of July 1862, Charles Dodgson, who was an Oxford Don, a mathematical Don, I believe, took Alice Liddell and her sisters on a boating picnic up the River Thames from Folly Bridge in Oxford. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did know that. Well, anyway, did you also know that Alice in Wonderland was made up in order to amuse those little girls as they went along the boat?
I knew that too, Alwyn.
Oh, it's almost like you've done the research for this or something. Anyway, the Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, which was published in 1865, is obviously one of the best-loved children's books ever. Every year in Oxford, Alice's Day is celebrated on or around the 4th of July. This year, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, a lot of it coordinated by the Story Museum.
Yes, and loads of really, really exciting venues are involved. You can go to the Ashmolean, the Pitt Rivers, Blackwells, the Old Fire Station, the Museum of Oxford, the Bodleian, the O3 Gallery, and they all have various events from storytellings to craft sessions. The Broken Spoke Co-op at the Story Museum are also doing turn your bike and your helmet into a magical creature. Said you had to bring children along, but I need to find some children because I really want to go and make my bike helmet and my bike into a creature.
Would if you're a child at heart or in sort of intellectual development, would that count? Because I think I'm free.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I think we could argue it, definitely.
We spoke earlier to someone from the Story Museum, or rather from the production, who's putting on a play at the Story Museum of something rather like Alice in Wonderland. Let's hear from her.
I'm talking now to Sophie Austin from Teatro Vivo. They are the company who are putting on Alice in Wonderland this week. Thank you so much for joining us, Sophie.
Thank you for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit more about your production this week?
Well, the first thing to say is that the production is actually called Adventures in Wonderland, because there is no Alice in our production. The audience get to walk in Alice's footsteps. So don't expect to see any little blonde girls in blue dresses. You become Alice and you get to have her experience. So it's an interactive promenade adventure that takes place throughout the Story Museum, where you get to play croquet with the Queen, have a Mad Hatter's tea party, you get to dress Tweedledum and Tweedledee up for battle, you might get eaten by the Wars and the Carpenter, you get to make yourself tall or small depending on your preference, all that sort of thing. So it's a massive interactive adventure.
Wow, that sounds absolutely amazing. So you've taken over the entire inside of the Story Museum.
We have indeed. Have you been?
I haven't yet,
well,
no.
You must. It's an extraordinary building and it's all higgledy-piggledy as you'd imagine, and it's the perfect place to set Wonderland.
So audience members are in some danger then, if they're in danger of being eaten?
There is possible danger at every point, but there are people like the White Knight who will come and rescue you if you're lucky.
Could you tell us a little bit about Teatro Vivo?
So Teatro Vivo are a theatre company based in London, and we create work that's sort of promenade, interactive, and it's about working with spaces rather than theatres or more traditional styles of theatre to create a more interactive and encompassing experience. We like to create worlds that our audiences can walk through, can breathe in, smell, taste, experience, and really become involved in our production. So the audience are always central in the way we think about how we create work.
You mentioned taste, so will there be the little bottles which say eat me, drink me, and that
you
sort of
thing?
You
might experience a little eat me, drink me section, yes. But there are a couple of other tastes as well that you might experience, but I'll leave that for people wanting to come along and see.
So there you go, just part of the canvas of events that are Alice's Day. Now, what else is going on this weekend? Maybe something that is for the non-Oxfordians? Let's throw them a bone.
Yes, let's get out of town. Cali Road Carnival this weekend, but that could be a bit too rollicking and boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
And Alice Day could be far too nonsensical. So why not trot over to Banbury for a bit of horsing around? Unusual equines are set to take over the town with the annual Hobby Horse Festival. How quaint is that?
As quaint as a quaint thing.
As quaint as cream tea.
Yeah.
So performances are taking place across the weekend, and the main attraction...
Please stop.
Oh, I've got more, don't worry. The main attraction is a procession on the Banbury High Street from 12:30 on Sunday. Hobby horses from all over the UK come to Banbury for this day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a proper good and English festival. There's Morris dancing, there's mm-hmm. maple dancing, stalls, and a fancy dress competition.
This is amazing. So
don't be a naysayer. Get down off your high horse and giddy up to go to Banbury from 12:30 on Sunday, 7th of July. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm suffering terrible pain.
I've beaten every pun you've ever done on this podcast that was thorough.
Outpunned me on it. That was thoroughbred. Yeah. Anyway, moving on, blessedly.
Trotting along.
Yes, please, let's gallop away to get to the Cowley Road Carnival.
Yes.
Which is on this weekend. It's a big, big deal. It's Oxford's, East Oxford's locals' favourite day of the summer. It's back, it's this Sunday, 7th of July. Annual celebration of East Oxford in all its diversity and multiplicity. In addition to wonderful music, there's also going to be food, dancing, a procession. But don't just take it from me. Earlier, I caught up with Jackie Roger from Cowley Road Works. She's one of the organisers of the carnival. I'm here with Jackie Roger, who's the creative producer of this year's Cowley Road Carnival. We've popped out to the Restore Cafe off Mansell Way. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, could you tell us a bit more about what you do as a creative producer?
Okay, well, as creative producer, I have the wonderful job of working in partnership with over 14 different venues and sound systems to put together a fantastic programme for up and down Cowley Road.
That sounds amazing. So give us a few idea of which sort of venues you might be talking about.
Well, the venues we have on board, the Bullingdon and the James Street Tavern. We also have special stages built by people like Truck. They're going to have their own Truck stage as well, as well as festival long-time favourites like the East Oxford Community Centre. New as well this year is the Asian Cultural Centre, who will be putting on, bringing an artist over from Bradford Miller.
Right.
And we've also got special stage areas in both what we call the playground, which by day is Union Street Car Park, and Mansell Gardens.
Brilliant. You mentioned to me earlier a little act that you've managed to just rope in at the last minute.
Absolutely. This is hot off the press. Last night, I got a call from the Tibetan monks straight from Glastonbury in the UK for 10 days only.
Yeah.
And they want to come to our carnival, do some chanting, and do a mandolin. Or a mandala, which mandala. Is a sand,
the coloured sand
drawing.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Absolutely. So we've just got to find a spot to squeeze them in, but we'll do that all right.
It sounds like it's going to be incredibly vibrant, lots of great acts on. And this is the first time you've ever been to the Cowley Road Carnival, am I right?
Yeah, that's a secret. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not actually an Oxfordian, so it's been really exciting for me coming in and uncovering this whole other side of Oxford to the one I knew that I think is really important to be celebrated as well.
What did you think of Oxford before you came?
I thought of Oxford as, you know, the dreaming spires, the colleges, the university, and it's great to see this side of it. It's much more, to me, it's much more appealing and exciting and vibrant, and there's a real sense of community here, which is absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. And I'm sure we're going to see that well on display.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a big shout has to go out to all the different businesses and local people that have made this happen. You know, all the acts perform for free. If it wasn't for people really pulling their weight to make this happen, it wouldn't happen, so... Well done, Oxford. Well done, Cowley Road.
I've got to say, I think that sounds absolutely amazing.
It's going to be so much fun. And we can see it all the procession from our Daily Info balcony.
Yep, we'll be up here.
One of the best things about working here.
Look for us waving from the balcony. The procession is going to kick off at 2:15pm from outside East Oxford Community Centre. And it's going to be heading up the Cowley Road to the Church of St Mary and St John for about an hour. There's going to be a huge Nicaraguan puppet called Leonora from Oxford's twinned city of Leon. But there's also going to be loads of other things. There's going to be dancing, there's going to be music, there's going to be bands from local communities, from schools, from all these sort of things. The theme of this year's procession is Wheels of Change, and it's partly a celebration of 100 years of Morris motor-making history in East Oxford.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I feel like I want to see it right now. Do you have something?
Soon, Alwyn, soon.
Do you have something that might conjure it up for me?
Well, to play us out, I have a song from Anna Rice called After, Therefore, Because. And this is an excerpt from her latest EP, On and On. And the EP is not even released yet. So this is an exclusive for the podcast.
You
literally heard it here first. Literally, this is Anna Rice, who should be at the Cowley Road Carnival on Sunday. That's right, I'm here again, so.
Thank you.
So after Calais Road Carnival, you might want to relax and
you want to sit down for a bit.
A sit down outdoors, maybe in a college garden.
Well, it almost sounds like you have something in mind, Annie.
I do. I have Summer Shakespeare over the months of July and August. You can't avoid Summer Shakespeare in Oxford.
No matter how hard you try.
No matter how hard you try, no matter which corner you try and hide in, it will be there.
Duck down a dark alleyway. Oh God, it's a promenade performance of Macbeth.
So actually, there is a Macbeth at the Oxford Castle by Tomahawk Theatre. It's not promenade, but they're there until the 13th of July. But the Oxford Shakespeare Company are, in fact, at Wadham College Gardens from now until the 16th of August with the Merry Wives of Windsor. And they've taken inspiration from shows such as The Great British Bake Off meets Desperate Housewives. So it's kind of like domestic cake fighting is what I'm imagining. It's one of Shakespeare's funniest comedies, so if you haven't seen it yet, this is definitely the one to see. So go along to Wadham College Gardens for Shakespeare, song, dance and cakes. Look at the schedule online on the Oxford Shakespeare Company's website, bring a blanket and a flask and settle in for some outdoor entertainment.
Let's move back to Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is going to be on next week, at the New Theatre. It's Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's sparkly biblical musical, and it's going to be featuring H from Steps, or also known as Ian H. Watkins. He will be performing in the title role from his successful 2005 run in the show on London's West End. So it's going to be an iconic, summery, musical, camp, cheesy, so camp. I love that bit where the pop-out cacti just spring up. It's absolutely hilarious. It features an Elvis impersonator as King of Egypt, Wild West cowboys, blow-up sheep, and an inflatable camel. So you can guarantee it's going to be 100% silly, 100% feel good, and interestingly, 100% indoors in case...
lots of things outdoors this week. But if you want to be indoors but still have something colourful and camp,
yes,
then this has been programmed just for you.
Head to the New Theatre from Tuesday to Saturday next week. I think that's all we've got time for today.
That's all that's on this week.
Yes, a mere sort of 1,000,000,000 things worth seeing.
Yes, as always in Oxford.
Yeah, but if you do want to, if you do feel that you need to see even more, just head to our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk. We've got listings of all the great events that are on around Oxford, and indeed everything else as well. We've got jobs, we've got rooms, we've got things for sale or to buy.
We're also on social media. You can like our Facebook page by searching Daily Info Oxford, or tweet us at Daily Info Oxford, and we will reply because we love you. Bye.